Last time we began discussing the sugya of the gris al vesara, whether there is a requirement for a shear gris in order to have tumas kesem al vesara, machlokas ramam raivit, and other rishonim that fall into those two camps. We discussed a little bit what's behind the machlokas, and to what extent that has to do with dealing with a supposed stira in sugyas between nechasim and aleph and nechasim and aleph, where nechasim and aleph asks the question about tipin tipin. And the Gemara in the Testament Aleph says tipin tipin are categorically namitzaref. So is there a chilik between basar and beged, in which case you have no raya that there's no shear for gris on beged or on basar, or is that a raya that that there is a shear? So as we noted, that the machlok has 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin? The Mechaber writes in Zivav, "Hadu be'inan shi'ura bein mekesa v'nimsa al chaluka bein mekesa v'nimsa al v'sara." So the first stam daya is that you require shi'uris even al v'sara. V'yish omrim shalo amru ela bekesa v'nimsa al chaluka. So yish omrim, she does a Rambam that gris is only relevant al habeged, aval kesa v'nimsa al v'sara buvad v'mekomas shachoshishim lehem ein l'shir. But if you have a kesem on the flesh, then even if it's less than a gris, it's going to be metame even without hargasha. Okay. The shach writes of Yisif Katan Yod, the Yesh Omrim, the Bach, so Sif Yud Beis, Pasach HaYesh Omrim de la Kaman, Sif Ches. So the Bach, Paskins like the Yesh Omrim and Sif Ches, which we're going to get to in a minute, that there is a difference between, well, let's hold on to that for a moment. We'll have to see that on its own. Well, if nisaiti ein lahakopa, the Shach thinks that you have no right to be make a lemaisa on a kesem pachas mikigris al besara. The b'shas gabe lo dilma avikiritsua mashmaka Rambam. The Gemara in that shaila about tipin. But the Gemara asks on Daf Nun Chesem and Aleph, "By Rav Yirmiya Kishir Mahu Kishur Mahu Tipin Tipin Mahu Laroch of Yerecha Mahu." The Gemara tries to be poshe Tashma Al Bisara Safek Tame Safek Tahor Tame. So if there's a Kesem Al Bisara and there's a Safek, you have to be Machmir Al Bisara My Lav Hi Gavna. So isn't the case of al-basar, you have to be machmir the above-mentioned cases of tipin-tipin, kishura, where you have that formation? Lo, dilma da'avad kiritsua. Now, maybe that case we have to be machmir. Al-basara is where it's straight in the shape of a strap of a line. Rashi, l'orach ha'yorech, t'haynu orche, kishinofel, v'shosis nasir kiritsua. So it drips out and it comes in the shape of a ritsua. So after you have to be machmir, maybe tipin, you don't have to be machmir. So how is that mashma like the Rambam? Din lokain, tiksha mai irya hasam al bisaro safek tame al chaluko safek tahor, ha al chaluko nami kesem arach mitzdaref kdiyisa b'raisa. So Shaf says, the fact that the Gemara invokes ritsua as the okimta for where there's a difference between where you have to be machmir al basar, but you wouldn't be machmir on beged. So that implies that there's no shear kesem, there's no shear gris al basar. Because if the din of basar and chaluk are the same, So why is the Gemara distinguishing there? V'chein yirdas ha-tosvos v'arash v'chachpish v'gos ma'iminis v'sherim v'in simcha. The Shach thinks that that's also Tosvos' position, that Tosvos is like the Rambam, because when Tosvos writes Dafnu Chesem and Aleph Yimaskul Kishur that we saw last time, V'hadu Amar L'kaman Tipin Tipin Eimet Sarfin Hainu Al-Abegat V'hachamari Al-Bisara There's more of a tliya, possibility of a tliya on beged than on basar. The Shach understands, it doesn't mean there's more of a tliya on beged than basar, but there's some tliya on basar. It means there's no tliya on basar at all. And therefore, al-basara, there's no kula even hachos mikigris. Once the Shach puts Tosfos in, and the Rush, it's like Tosfos in the same camp as the Rambam, the Shach thinks he has to be machmir like the Rambam, that al-Basari, even Pachos Mikagris, is Tameh. The Torah HaShlomim, in Sifkat and Tess, argues on the Shach understanding of Tosfos. He thinks, no, that, and Tosfos writes, Yosef Yesh Lilas, it doesn't mean, in absolute terms, that there's never a possibility of Taliyah al Bisara. It's just a more limited possibility of Taliyah. But you could have situations where you could be Tala al Bisara as well. Yerach HaShulchan has an interesting raya why he thinks he should pass him like the Rambam, like the Shach. Yerach HaShulchan here in Oz Lamed he makes 2 points. The first point he makes is that it makes sense to have a Taliya up to a gris ala Begad because of Macholes, because the original source of the Taliya is the fact that you could have crushed the Macholes. So it's reasonable to be choshesh that you would have crushed the macholes on your beged and the blood would have spread on the beged. That's less of a plausible explanation al bisara. Because even if you're sleeping in bed without any clothing on, but if you're going to crush it in bed, it'll come out on the sheet, not just al bisara. Then he says, it must be that there's no shiur gris al basara. Why? Because how are you going to ask the shaila? So if you have a kesem al chalukka, then you can bring the baggit to the rav and show the rav the baggit and ask him to paskin whether that's a shiur gris or not. But if you have a kesem al basara, how are you going to ask the shaila? So what? She's going to have to measure it herself. Rav HaShulchan says, where do you ever find that the Chachamim authorize a woman to make judgments about Shira? And maybe you'll say, okay, she'll take a tape measure, and she'll measure the circumference, the diameter, and then bring the measurement to the Rav, and say, Pascha, whether that's a gris. But then Chazal should explain that. So Rav HaShulchan thinks, based on that, that you shouldn't be making against the Rambam. The Rambam makes the most sense. The Aruch HaShulchan notwithstanding, among contemporaries, the later poskim, contemporary poskim, it seems like the minhag is to be mako. Very rarely comes up that you have a shayla of a kesem al basara. But in theory, if it were to come up, so Rav Moshe writes in Ozai in his letters to Rabbi Eider that the minhag is to be mako. Rav Avadi also writes the minhag to be makel pages Shin Ayin Hay to Shin Ayin Zayin the Taras Avayis Shin Ayin Hay to Shin Ayin Zayin. After all, this is a Stam Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber, where based on Klali Apsak Stam Yesh Omrim passing like the Stam. The first opinion that there's no chiluk between Visara and Chaluka is the Stam, so we should pass in that way. And Rabbi Karp quotes on page Ayin Beis that Rav Yashiv was makel as well. So that seems to be the general orientation of the later poskim to be makel should the shayla come up of gris al bisara. Yeah.
It's al bisara and bigdaha in the same place. Is that bigdaha?
Did you have less than a shear gris al bisara, less than a shear gris al
bigdaha? I mean, Gemara is talking about a case where you'd be makel al bigdaha but not bisara because it couldn't have come from inside.
Right.
In a case where it's on both, so you don't know.
Again, a case where part of it is al-Basar and part of it is al-Chalukah?
Yeah. Let's just say Pachos Mikagris, even Gemara.
Pachos Mikagris and each, but together it's a gris.
No, together it's less than a gris.
Together Gather's less than the Gris, where if you're going to be machmir like the Rambam,
what's that considered?
You're saying if you're going to be
machmir, probably didn't come out of the sun, because
right. You're asking if you're going to be machmir that al besara less than a Gris is tameh.
I'm talking about the case of the Gemara where she's walking through the marketplace with
books. Right. Right.
And saying, so the malam outside must not come from inside, so the inside must come outside, but when it's on both.
Right.
What was that halacha?
So I don't remember that mifurash, but if it's on both, and the in a situation where there would be reasonable tli al bigadeha, so that if you could view that as an extension of the same, if it's the same kesem, and there's reasonable tli al bigadeha,
so you say the dam that came from the same dam as bigadeha, and then you would have to go
right. That's what I would think of fair, but I don't remember seeing that beferish. Maybe it is. We'll get later in the 7. I don't remember. Yeah.
Is there a particular source of Moshe Rabadia or Karp cite as being just a wily omikul?
Not per se. Ramosha is just reflecting what he observes as the minog, but that. Yeah, the shah. You look in the Dagum Rav. The Dagum Rav disputes the Shach's Raya from the Gemara, and the Toras Hashanah disputes the Shach's Raya from Tosfos. So if you end up holding that Tosfos is not like the Rambam, and the Ravadi is clear, he's basing himself on Stam Yishom, in general Kali Yapsak in Shulchan Aruch, they're passing like the Stam over the Yishom.
Could we say that they were just so much with the Bach?
Yeah, look, it's a machlokas, machlokas in the poskim. Yeah. Rav Ozner does write, according to Shira Shevet Levi, that he thinks there is what to be machmer about al besara if it's yoser mishir macholah shibizmanega. So that fits with other things we've seen from Rav Ozner until now, that you have license, just like you said, you have license to be machmer on a shir. Gris yoser mi macholus bizmanenu, even if mikra din you don't have to, but he also holds that when it comes to this shayla of al-basara, since it's a machlokas yishonim anyway, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, so even though we're makel in principle, but if it's yoser mi shir gris bizmanenu, maybe it should be machmir al-basara. Now Sidri Tara writes that this machlokas yishonim, machlokas halacha, should be dependent on the issue we've been discussing throughout, which is whether the shear gris is a absolute carve-out with a little plug, or is it dependent on the likelihood of being told by Macholas. So if it's an absolute carve-out, it's arguable that the absolute carve-out was stated across the board, even when it comes to al-Bisara, even if the likelihood of being told al-Macholas, al-Bisara is less. But if it's more dependent on actual Tliyab al-Macholas, so then more reasonable to distinguish between al-Chaluka and al-Bisara. Okay, look now at Sif Ches. The Chavi writes, Im ein bekesam b'makam echad k'gris v'od, alfa pi sheyesham tipin harbe smuchim zelazah. So you don't have a concentrated kesem that's a sheer gris, but you have disparate drops that are proximate to each other but not touching. But if you were to add the area of the various drops, you'd have a sheer gris. Tahara. Sha'anu tolin kol tipa v'tipa v'kina. So even though the aggregate of the various tipim is nothing more than a gris, but if they're not touching, then we treat them as individual ksamim that are subject to the kula pachas mika gris individually. That is the din of tipim emet sarfin on daf nun tes amud aleph. The Yesh Omrim, Dahani Mili Kishininsu Al Chaluka. Yesh Omrim, that this din of Tipin Tipin Emet Sarfin, that only applies on the Begad. Aval in Nimsu al Besara, Mistar from the Kigris Vod. But if you have Tipin Tipin al Besara, they're Mistarev to a Sheer Gris. What would you have expected the second day of Shulchan Aruch to say? First day it says, no distinction between Beged and Besara, that Tipin Tipin Eim is Sarfim. Right? So at first glance, that sounds like the Shita, which is the Stav and Sifav, that there's no difference between Besara and Begadeha. And you need a sheer grace for both. So Tipin Tipin, Amos Arfin, both by Beged and by Basar. Right? So if you were to have a second day that parallels the Yesh Omrim in Sifav, so let's say the Yesh Omrim Sifav is Das Rambam. The Rambam says when it comes to a Kesem al Besara, there's no sheer grace. Even less than a sheer grace is going to be a Metame. Right? So you would expect the Yesh Omrim to reflect that if you're talking about Basar, then there's nothing to talk about. You don't have to come out to Tzirif, because even without a Tzirif, it's going to be Tame. Right? So what sheet is this Yesh Omrim? That Hani Mili, Tipin Tipin Neim Mitzarfin, that's where it's Al-Chaluka. But if it's Al-Basara, Mitzarfin the Kigris Vod. So that sounds like within the Shita, not the Yesh Omrim Asivav, within the Shita, that you need a Sheer Gris, even al Bisara. Nevertheless, al Bisara, Tipin Tipin Ar Mitzarif. Take a look at the Shach. Shach writes the Katan Yud Gimel, Hani Mili, Kasa Bilvush, Venira Li, Afilu Lisvar Vishona de la El Sitvav, that even according to the Ravid in Sifav, that there's no difference between Basar and Beged, that you need a Sheer Gris. Even the Ravid may agree, even within that Shita, that Al Basara, Tipin Tipin, are Mitzarfin. Because if you have Tipin Tipin, that makes it less likely, Al Basara, that that is attributable to a Macholas. The Shach says, Elinir Ali, Dafka L'Svar Rishona. Shach thinks, no. This only makes sense according to the Svar Rishona. Aval L'Svar Achrona, the lead seer of Tamei Abakolshu, as we started with. Right? According to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. According to Rabbi, there's no Tsirif at all, because you never need a Tsirif. Even Pachas B'Kigris is going to be Tamei. So Lavush says that this Yesh Omrim is going within Shitas Ravid, within those who are Mekel, that you still need a Gris al-Basara. Nevertheless, Tipin Tipin are Mitzarfin. And the Shach says, no, the Yesh Omrim is only going within Das Ravid. So he's only going within Das Ravid. But according to the Rambam, it's Tamei B'Litzirif.
For the Shach, the in Vav, the Yesh Omrim is the Rambam, but in Ches, the second day is the Ravid. So it's not.
In Ches, the second day is within the Ravid. Even the whole Sif is the Ravid. Even within the Shitas Ravid, Yesh Omrim, that there won't be Yesh Omrim, that Tipin Tipin Armin Starfin.
And the Lavash says both are like the Ravid?
And the Lavush says that this Yesh Omrim made sense even according to the Ravid. Right. Even if you're going to be Mekel, that you don't need a Sheer Gris al-Basara, nevertheless, Tipin Tipin are Mitzarfin. Rashba here. Chiddush HaRashba?
Chiddush HaRashba.
Okay. I'm sorry? Yeah.
Is that when's
the Tersa? I'm sorry? Yeah, that's a little Levush. Okay. Yeah, so what's the svara for the Levush? Again, according to Levush, the first day is that Bein al-Bisara, Bein al-Bigadeha, Tipin Tipin aren't Misarfin. Vish Omrim, that even if you require a Shear Gris, but Tipin Tipin are going to move Sarev al-Bisara. And Shuas Yaakov explains that it could be the svar is al-Bisara, Tipin Tipin makes it worse. So I have to go over the chesed that I wanted to say. Let's leave that. We'll try to come back to this nekuda next time. Rav Avadya quotes on page Shin from a Sefer Teferet Tzvi that if you have a Mara Yarok, a kesem with a color that isn't problematic, so even though in principle it's a Mara Tahor, But the recommendation is that a person should be Parish that night, just in case that Mara Tahor is a harbinger of a Mara Tame that's going to come right afterwards. And Rav Avner writes something similar in the Chelek Hay Simen Kuf Vav Os Beis. Chelek Hay Simen Kuf Vav Os Beis. He quotes in the Placey that certain times the Dayan has discretion as to how to paskin. He says that from his experience, there are maros that, strictly speaking, are tahor, but are often a precursor to the beginning of a re'iyah, and therefore Rav Avner advises that if a person has sees a kesem, even if it's tahor, it's a good idea, he writes, to wait for 2 or 3 days in order to make sure that things clear up, rather than play with a potential isakaris. And he writes that he was saved many times from giving this suggestion in Hara, that he recommends having such a practice. Yeah.
Was this mid-cycle, or this was around the time of Provest?
Even mid-cycle. And Rabbi Willer says that as a practical matter, any time you have a kesem, even if it's less than a gris, you should be parish for 24 hours, unless you have a real tliya, like a tliya b'maka, which we'll talk about. But absent a maka, there's anything with a unexplainable appearance, even if it doesn't fit into Tumas Ksamim because it's Bachos Nika Gris, or for that matter, in a Makabal Tum or a Savonim, a person should be parish for 24 hours, because often that non-problematic kesem is going to lead to a real re'iyah, so better to be safe. Yeah.
What's the actual concern? There needs to be something over... Not
I'm sorry?
They would need to be over mezud.
What would need to be over mezud?
They would need to be over mezud.
In order for what?
In order for to be karis. Otherwise, it's just show.
It doesn't mean actual hiyu karis. Something that
but
above
always
the karis.
I'm
sorry.
It's completely mutter. So what's the concern? That's how the halacha works.
I'm sorry.
That's how the halacha works.
So there's onus and there's onus. Meaning, if something is a if there's reglaim with davar to be choshesh that you're on the brink of ruiyah, even if it's not technically a yom aves, but there are other indications, so then the prudent thing to do, maybe to give a little bit of time.
Even halacha says it's completely mutter, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Because halacha takes into consideration the big picture, and if you're dealing with a potential isra chomer, then you should be prudent about it. Okay, let's move on to discuss in mekabel tuma in the context of tumas ksamim. So the Mishnah daf nantes amid beis presents shitas from Nechemya. Yashvel Safsal Shal Evan al Itztava Shal Merchatz Rebbe Nechemya Metahir Shai Rebbe Nechemya Omer Kaldavar She'enu Mekabel Tumah Enu Mekabel Ksamin. That any substance, any material that's not Mekabel Tumah is also not Mekabel Ksamin. Rashi Kolomer Lo Gazer Al Ksamin. So Gzeir Ksamin wasn't applied on a Davar She'enu Mekabel Tumah. And that's, again, the Mishnah Daf Samach Amid Beis as well. The Gemara there quotes the same sheet as from Nechemya. The line right before the Mishnah Daf Samech Amud Beis. What's the source for this din? For sheet as from Nechemya that Darshen Mekabel Tumah Eino Mekabel Samim. The Gemara in Daf Samech Amud Beis quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya Paragimo. V'nikasa la'aretz teishev. Kemi sheyashva la'aretz nikasa. That once a woman is on the ground, or sits on the ground, there is a cleansing. The Madani Yonta points out, Osiyo at the beginning of the ninth parak, that presumably this is only an asmachta, it's not even Divrei Kabbalah, because all the institution of Tumas Ksamim is only a Dindar Rabbanim. So you can't have a source that's, that predates the actual Gzeira. So presumably the Pasuk is a, an asmachta, not the real reason. That's what the Oracle in there points out as well. Take a look on Nuchasim and Aleph, Tosef, Dumaskal, Kirin, and Bechemia. Time of Nechemia, says Tosos, came in the Davar Shakasim Botahor, Gama Leisha Lagazir Tuma. That since the material on which the Kasim falls is Tahor, they weren't Gozir Tuma on the woman either. So why does Tosus need a reason? Did the Gemara give a reason? The Gemara quoted Pasuk in Yeshaya. Clearly, the Pasuk in Yeshaya is only Nismachta, it's only a remez, because this is all, the whole institution of Tumas is only Rabbanon. And that's why the Rishonim have to give reasons. Okay, we'll get back to the reasons in a few moments. So most Rishonim paskin like Reb Nechemia. That's what we assume Mahalacha. This arrived that the Rishonim quote, who is Machmir? The Ravid's in Bali Nefesh, Sharak Samim, Simon Beis. And the Ravid's Raya is from a Gemara and Daf, Nunches, Amud Aleph. The Gemara, a little bit before the last two dives towards the bottom, talks about a mashtisa. Hahi isasa the ashkachla the shtakachla dama bimashisa. The woman found dama and a mashisa. Also, Kamadir Bianai, Amrla, Tezel, Vitesi. So she brought the shayla to Rabbi Yanai, and he said, Tezel, Vitesi, Rashi, Kedera shasasa adachshav, Shahalcha vishava. E Isrami Shatava Yamosaf Shakarin whatever Ba Bain Ragla Kenegadosamakum Tameya, that if the object that the Dhammas found at, found on was Kenegadosamakum, it's Tame, otherwise it will be Tahar. So this Mashtisa potentially could have been Makabel, a Kesem, that was Tamen. Rav Yani was Makra on the Mashtisa, as long as it was Kenegad Osamakam. So the Ravid says, the Ravid assumes, that a Mashtisa is Eino Makabel Toma. Mashtisa, look at Rashi, Ema Masefes, the Shimsho, Metargamina, Amashtisa. So something of a loom. So he assumes that this the shesi shiva arig, the warp on the loom, is eina mekabel tuma, and yet Rabbi Yanai in principle was machmir. So you see that even a davar she'eina mekabel tuma is mekabel tumas ksamim. So what was this mashtis according to the Ravid? In Rabbi Buchwald's commentary on the Ravid's Bali Nefesh in Osiyot Aleph, he writes, the Ravid presumably understood that this Mashtis was Pshutei Kliyetz, which is how the Meiri writes, and therefore now Mekabel Tuma. However, the Balamor and his Asagas on the Ravid there on the Bali Nefesh says, no, it was a regular Kli Orig, or rather regular loom, which is Mekabel Tuma, and therefore the Ravid has no Raya from Mashtisa. The Tosus also is bothered by this, and Daf Nechasim Adal, the Tosus we just read, on the top, Tosus writes, Vahi Mashtisa de Besamach, Nehidala Makabla Tumma, Mikamaka Makabla Tumma Binagar. So Tosus also assumed that a Mashtisa is not Makabla Tumma, but it is Makabla Tumma Snagayim, and Tosus writes, that's enough to be subject to Tumas Ksamim. So Tumas Snagayim will have to come back to in a few moments as well. But why are Ksamim not Nohe B'Davar She'eino Mekabel Tuma, assuming that the Pasuk is only in Asmachta? What is the reason that Chazal did not extend the Gzeira Tumas Ksamim to a Davar She'eino Mekabel Tuma? Rashba writes, Ninzayin Amid Beis Dibra Maskel Gemara, Ninzayin Amid Beis Dibra Maskel Gemara, the Efshar, Nimnei Shalav Gazru El El Matzai. The Chazal only goes there in general, and here Tumas Tzamin in particular, on a situation that is Matzai. The Darvish Eina Makabal Tumma Eina Matzai Shetesha Velav. Oshet Tishamish Bo Biyavisha Biyashiva Ulavisha. That it was not the norm for a woman to sit on something that's not Makabal Tumma, or to use something that's not Makabal Tumma. And therefore, it was excluded from the Gzeiras Ksamen. Darvish Eina Shviach. That's the first day in the Rashba.
Explain that in the ground.
I'm sorry?
With the ground. That wasn't common.
It was not common? The woman wouldn't sit on the ground? That's the first day in the Rashba. Second day in the Rashba, which is what the Ran has, the second day in the Rashba closes from Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Ran in his Chidushim has it, Nenzayin Mabezi Maskel Moda. Ninzayin Mabezi Maskel Moda. The Ran writes, El Vali Achi Kamar, Dekevan Dimida Araisa Eina Tmei Ala Vahargasha. So since Min HaTorah, a woman's only Tmei, there's Hargasha. Logazer Ela Bidavra Makabal Tuma. Aval B'davar She'ena Mekabel Tuma Lo. V'haytayma, v'achitayma Mishun de B'davar Mekabel Tuma. Kevan Shema She'nimsa Alav HaKesem Tamei. Gazba Rabbanan Kedei Shelo Yavo L'tayra Beget. That the starting point, says the Ran, is Hilchos Tuma B'tara. That if you have a Kesem and a Davar HaMekabel Tuma, then that is metame the beged. That's metame the kli. And in a culture, a society where we're makbid on tumah v'tahara, the kli is going to have to be tame. As the Noda Yehuda explains, Yeridei Simon Nun Beis within the Shita Saran, that mekor mekara tame, that any dam that comes out of the mekor is metame in hilchas tumah v'tahara. That's independent of Hargasha. It's true that for a woman to be Tameya, the Dam has to be Bahargasha Minatara. But for Beged to be Tamei, if a Dam comes out of a woman and goes on the Beged, that's going to be Tamei Minatara even without Hargasha. If you hold Mekor, if you hold Mekor, Mekomo, Tamei. So therefore, says the Ran, since we're going to have to be Machmir on the Beged, that's a Dover Mekabel Tuma, then by extension, we're going to be machmer on the woman, so people don't get confused. Kedesh lo yavo l'tahara beged. That if we're going to say the woman's tahora, then they're going to be metahara the beged also. So because we have to be metame the beged, we're going to be metame the woman. Aval kishen nimsa v'davar she'ena makabel tuma, lo gozer l'isha klal. But if it's on a davar she'ena makabel tuma, so then we're not concerned about the beged or the kli, and we're not concerned about the woman either. So the starting point for the Ran and the second day of the Rashba is the Kli, the Beged. And the way we treat the woman is an extension of how we treat the Beged. And that's the distinction between Davar Mekabel Tuma and Davar She'eino Mekabel Tuma. Sidri Tara points out, Sidri Tara Sifkatan Sadi Gimel, paragraph beginning of Al Pizza Amarti. Sifkatan Sadi Gimel, paragraph Al Pizza Amarti. The Tosfos seems to work in the opposite direction. The Tosfos we just read, Taimi Derim Nechemia, Tavim Nechesem and Aleph, Kema de Davar Shakesem Bo Tahor, Gamal Isha Lo Gazru Tuma. That since that which the Kesem fell in his Tahor, we weren't Gozer Tuma on the woman either. According to the Ran, the Iker Gzeiras Tzamim is because of Tumas HaBeged, and once for Metame the Beged, they have to be Metame the Isha as well, and that only applies to Davar Mekabel Tuma. But according to Tosfos, the way the Sidur Tara explains it, understands it, the Iker orientation of Tzamim is on the woman, that we want to, we're mitame the woman mitomas tzomim, so she's not going to be meko on iser nida the araisa. But they only extended that gzeira tzomim to a situation where the beged is also potentially tame. But where the beged is going to be tar, they weren't those are on the isha either. Is the starting point, the beged is the starting point, the isha. Yeah. And the Siddur Torah says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is the chiddush of the Siddur Torah lalacha, which the Piskei Teshuvah references here in Sukkot and Yud Zayin. Take a look at it on the Piskei Teshuvah you have in front of you. I am the Siddur Torah, so Sukkot and Sadi Gimel. Shekasav, diyatzala din chadash, so let's say the kesem is found in a darish she'ena makabel tuma, but the darish she'ena makabel tuma is situated on top of the darish makabel tuma. Kevan dinitma mishum masa, since the darish she'ena makabel tuma could be tamei b'tumas masa because it's on top of the darish makabel tuma. Lekach gam isha tameya. The Siddur Torah explains that's based on his understanding of the Ran, because according to the Ran, everything starts with tumah v'tara. So anything that's going to be potentially tameh in hilchos tumah v'tara, we're going to be machmir on samim for the isha levayil as well. So if you have a kesem on a davar she'eino mekabel tuma, which is munach on a davar ha-mekabel tuma, so since there in hilchos tumah v'tara the tuma is transferable through tumas masa, then we're going to be machmir on the woman as well, and be metame that kesem. So according to the Siddur Torah's chumra, even if you find a kesem on tzoa, which is not itself mekabel tuma, but the tzoa is in a kli that is mekabel tuma, then the woman's going to be tameya. Any davra mekabel tuma on top of davra she'ena mekabel tuma. Sorry, any kesem on a davra she'ena mekabel tuma, which is on top of a davra mekabel tuma, is going to be tame. Bavi Yosholchan in his Beyurim here quotes or proves that the Chasam Sofer argues and the Alter Rebbe argues and the Darkei Tshuva in Sukkot Nun Gimel Kosa Minchas Chinuch, who also argues on a technicality, Minchas Chinuch in Kusamach Aleph argues on the Siddur Torah that Tumas Masa only applies Ba'adim and not B'Kelim. So even if in theory you accept the Siddur Torah's argument that if you have a kesem and a davar she'ena mekabel tuma that's munach on a davar mekabel tuma, it's going to be tuma because tumas masa, but tumas masa is only relevant ba'adam and not b'kelim. Ramosha talks about this in Os Tesvav of his Tumas Rabbi Eider. Ramosha said even according to Minchas Chinuch it could be relevant if the woman herself is carrying a darish she'ena mekabel tuma. So Adam is tamei b'tumas masa. So if the woman herself is carrying a kli she'ena mekabel tuma, and you have a kesem on that darish she'ena mekabel tuma, she's carrying it, so maybe that would be subject to tumas masa. And Rav Yashiv writes that as well. Kovas shuvas chela gimel, the end of simin kuf lamid dalet. Chela gimel simin kuf lamid dalet. But again, the Siddur Torah's whole starting point is that he thinks this is totally on the machlokas, Tosfos and the Ran, the way he frames it, whether this starting point for Hilchos Tzomim is Tumah V'Tara or the Isha. If the starting point is Hilchos Tumah V'Tara, so then whatever Klalim exists in Tumah V'Tara are going to transfer, and the exclusion of Davar She'ena Mekabel Tumah won't apply to a Davar She'ena Mekabel Tumah Hamunach Al Davar HaMekabel Tumah. Yeah, Benji. Okay. In the Moreshes Moshe Simon Peivav, he points out that the Siddur Torah only talks about this in terms of the Ran and Tosfos. Siddur Torah doesn't quote the Rashba, the first explanation of the Rashba of Darvish and Shliach. But Rashi Moshe points out this is relevant for the Rashba as well. That if you hold that the whole orientation of Tumat Samin is based on a Milsa L'Shliach, that we weren't gozer on a Milsa L'Shliach, then presumably a Dover Ha She'ena Mekabel Tumat Munach a Dover Ha Mekabel Tumat was also not Shliach, and then the Rashba would also not be concerned about the Sidrei Tarah's Tumah. The Sidrei Tarah thinks this is the Nafkamina between Tosos and the Ran, and the Rashi's Moshe points out it's not only Tosos, it was the Rashba as well, with the Eino Shliach reason that this would also be considered Eino Shliach. But Lahalacha, most poskim are not concerned about the Sidrei Tarah. Neither Moshe in that tshuva, who in principle accepts the Sidrei Tarah's premise, but he says that as a practical matter, it's not really Lemaisa, because even according to the way Rav Moshe understands it, that the Dover She'ena Mekabel Tuma would have to be on top of a Dover Ha Mekabel Tuma, which was Tahor Meikara. Dover She'ena Mekabel Tuma is on top of Dover Ha Mekabel Tuma, and the Dover Ha Mekabel Tuma was Tahor until the Dover She'ena Mekabel Tuma went on top of it. Most of our kelim are becheskas tmeyin because everything comes in contact with mace at some point. So you don't really have a davar she'ena mekabel tuma, sorry, davar hamekabel tuma, which is tahor me'ikara.
You think there would be goals based on the status of items?
What do you mean?
It would only be gozer on things which are Mekabel Tumah and aren't Tumah.
Right. But that's where Tumas Masa would be relevant in that situation. Okay, so just briefly, the Taz and Sifkat and Tez Zayin, through the Mechaber, first Mechaber Sifya. Kesem Shenimsa al Davar She'ena Mekabel Tumah, lo gozer lov. Ketzad, bad kakarka olam, o beis hakise she'enu mekabel tuma, o kol davar she'enu mekabel tuma, v'yash v'la v'masa b'kesem. Okay. So that line in the Ramah, o beis hakise she'enu mekabel tuma, that's based on a smack in Agos Maimini. Agos Maimini quotes from the smack that a beis hakise is not mekabel tuma because it's mechaber lekarka. Anything that's mechaber lekarka is not mekabel tuma. Agos Maimini perek tes osay. What is the beis hakise they're talking about? The smack writes, chein bedaf shel beis hakise. So the cover over the beis hakise, which is mechaber lekarka. It's in medieval Europe, they didn't have our kind of beis hakise. They had a hole in the ground. So the hole in the ground is a hole in the ground. But what's the beis hakise that Rishonim are talking about is the dash of beis hakise, the seat on top of it. And that's what the Agos Maimini writes in the name of the smak also. Huadinim nimsa dama beis hakise sheyashva olav. The beis hakise that she sat on. So presumably it's talking about the daf on the beis hakise. And that's what the smak himself writes, chein the daf shel beis hakise. So the cover, which is mechaber lekarka. In the Piskei Tshuvos, page Resh Nun Aleph, he quotes that our contemporary toilet seats, which are made out of plastic, even if you hold that plastic as mekabel tuma, but if it's connected to the toilet, so that's considered mishamish as a karka, it's batel to the karka, and it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Question?
I'm sorry, who said that?
The Piskei Tshuvos. The red book. Now Rabbi Sobolovsky points out that a beis hakise on an airplane would be mekabel tuma, because that's not mechaber lekarka. I think I had a shy look like that once.
What about like an RV?
an RV, well, that's Yoser mi beit, Yoser mi, that's big enough that's not metatal mali bereko, which probably wouldn't be a kabbalah tumah for that reason.
Why would that be considered attached to the ground?
I'm sorry?
How would that be considered attached to the
ground?
What?
My question would be like an airplane also. Meaning it's not.
I'm saying it should be, so why? Wouldn't
it
be?
He's given
another reason.
Yeah. But maybe. Is that the car? Aside from the size, let's say you had a very small car. Is a very small car considered mechubal karka or not? So maybe just because it's not metal to mali vareka. Not sure. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll talk about tumas negayim. We'll talk about a shear. We'll talk about paper. Try to finish up the topic of enu mekabel tumah.